Are you looking to start developing your financial profile as a newly arrived immigrant in the United States? Use our guide to discover all you should be aware of about the U.S. credit score and how to open the first account with a bank, debit card, as well as a credit card in America. United States. What is a U.S. credit score? It is important to know that your U.S. credit score is a figure between 300 to 850 that reflects your creditworthiness to lenders. In terms of the likelihood that it will be possible to repay the loan amount, the lower the score, the more likely you will have trouble getting credit here in the United States. The higher the score, the more you should look at banks, credit card firms, and other companies like car rental companies and leasing agents. According to the credit company Equifax, a score of 580 to 669 is typically considered to be considered excellent. Credit agencies usually employ subtlety different methods to calculate your score. However, the score is determined by your financial records throughout the United States, which can include telephone contracts, bank accounts, as well as any funds you've borrowed and or returned. What is the reason I require to have a U.S. credit score? There are numerous advantages of having a great credit score in America. Here are some of the advantages. A simpler approval process for rental houses and apartments. Many landlords are using credit scores as a part of their tenant screening processes to be eligible for phone contracts and deals without the expense of huge security deposits. Have a higher chance of approval and greater amounts of credit card and loan approvals. Reduce the cost of your home and car insurance. In the end, it is worthwhile to begin making credit in the United States as soon as possible, even before you can obtain legal residency. Have I got an existing credit score? If you're just arriving in America, you're unlikely to have any credit history, even if you do, which may be a problem for some lenders that want to know the authenticity of your credit report. It's good to know that no credit isn't identical to bad credit. Therefore, once you start making a financial footprint, you'll be well on your path to establishing a great or outstanding credit score. If you're interested in finding the details of your U.S. credit score, or whether you actually have one, you can do so directly with credit bureaus like Experian, Equifax, and TransUnion, or you can use an online credit checker that is third-party. Note, if you're brand newly arrived in America, United States, and don't have any credit history within the U.S., it might require at least 3 months to get your credit score calculated. How can I improve my credit score? Because credit scores are determined by your credit history, the best method to boost your credit rating is to begin making a paper trail of your financial transactions throughout the United States. One way to do this is to get an account with a debit or credit card, or an account with a bank for people from abroad. When you've gained access to a form of credit, whether it's an account with your bank provider or a credit card, you need to make sure that you use it responsibly and pay back promptly on each occasion. A year of frequent account usage and consistent payments can greatly enhance your credit score, but the consequences of late payments could adversely affect your credit score. Opening a bank account and debit card in the United States. To create a bank account using debit cards within the United States, you'll generally require the following information and documents: asterisk valid passport or driver's license, your U.S. visa or green card, asterisk U.S. residential address, asterisk a social security number, SSN, or ITIN, individual taxpayer identification number, asterisk an initial deposit with the numerous banks that require an SSN opening. A new account can be extremely difficult for non-U.S. citizens. This makes it difficult to begin building credit from the beginning. Luckily, this obstacle is easily solved by searching for accounts for foreigners, which has more flexibility in terms of rules. Certain of them may require an ITIN, the number you receive as a U.S. taxpayer, which can be difficult to locate, especially for students from abroad. Others may just require proof of identity as well as legal residency within America, which can be a great alternative for immigrants who wish to begin building their credit right from the beginning. Credit is secured within the United States in order to get a credit card for a foreign national could be more difficult than opening accounts at banks, since the majority of credit card companies require some type of credit screening and an SSN. For the application process to be successful, you'll be required to provide information about your earnings and your employment, personal details like a U.S. address, name, date of birth, and information about the current status of your citizenship. To bypass these hurdles, to overcome them, it's an ideal idea to seek secured credit cards for foreigners that will permit you to establish credit even though you're not able to prove your financial worth to America. United States. Is a credit card secured? A credit card needs a security deposit before you are able to spend it. This is why it's called the word and quat, secured. After you've been accepted to credit, you'll have to make a deposit of a certain amount of collateral, which will likely be determined by the credit card company and can range between $200 to $2,000. The amount you are able to get on your card is exactly the amount of your credit, so the funds of lenders are safe in the event that you don't pay the money back. Because secure credit. When you pay off your balance punctually for a specific amount of time, this kind of card could be a great credit card for international customers, as it can assist in increasing credit for your U.S. credit score while giving you access to unsecured credit for a long time. A top tip: if the provider of your credit card lets you create your own secure limit, be sure to choose an amount you'll actually be able to repay. Making a decision to go with a lower limit can help you achieve success and helps you improve your credit score to be able to use it in the future.